Hey, Kaz, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We're now joined by Kaz Grala, who's driving the number two Young's Motorsports Chevrolet and our second place finisher in today's inaugural race at COTA. Kaz, can you just walk us through the challenges a little bit, starting out in the, well, not so much rain, then not rain, and just walking away with a second place finish?
Yeah, I mean it was a lot of fun, and it was a challenge keeping up with the track conditions because they were changing throughout the whole race. We finished the race on a totally different track than we started it. So that was a lot of fun. That it's pretty technical doing that road course wise, and I absolutely have a blast when that's the case. So I loved every minute of it, and huge thanks to Tyler Young, Randy Young, everybody at Young's Motorsports, Eddie Trakonas, because I don't get to be out here at the racetrack too often with you guys. So it's really, really special when I do get that chance, and I'm really grateful for them giving me that opportunity.
Awesome. We're going to take some questions from the media for you, and we will kick things off with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Kaz, the truck race at Daytona this year had like 10 cautions, and it was just like a total wreck fest or spin fest or whatever. This race, it was like very professional race, and there's the only cautions were for the stage breaks. What do you think was the difference?
Well, I know they implemented that local caution rule this week, and I'm not sure how often that was in effect. I didn't see too many of them, but I think what helps here is there's a lot of runoff. Even though it was wet and treacherous, you've got quite a bit of asphalt to try to save it here. So that's probably what helped the case for not having too many cautions. It doesn't make this place any easier because obviously most of that asphalt out there you don't actually want to use, but at least it's there for you if you need it, if anything goes wrong. But I was glad that we got those long runs this weekend. It made the tire conservation a little bit more of a factor, and definitely made the longevity matter in your truck, which the 38 had just a little bit more than we did there down to the end of the race. But we still beat a lot of really good trucks. So, I wanted to be one spot better, but I'll certainly take second place. I'm very thrilled with it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Kaz, another good run for you today in a year where you're running part-time across all different series. What does it mean to you to be able to come out to the racetrack and be able to run up front, even with just being a part-time driver?
Yeah, I mean, I watch all the races on TV, and so it's always good to actually be able to be here and be behind the wheel. That's my passion, and that's what I love to do. So, I was smiling from the moment I got to the track this weekend, and we got a good finish. So that's just icing on the cake. But it definitely is good to be competitive and be up front. Those are opportunities that you don't always have, and you don't know when your next one or your last one is. So the Young's giving me the chance to drive this truck and be able to run up front, contend with it, was definitely a blast. And these are the special times.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey guys, great job today. I was just curious if you had any, what's on your schedule moving forward, and you think that you earn a shot to maybe run the truck race again and walk as one?
I hope so. I've talked to the Youngs about potentially doing that race. I don't think it's locked in necessarily, but I definitely would love to do it, and I think it's an option. So I hope they bring me back for Watkins Glen. I love that track and know we can have some fun there, especially if it rains. I'll keep hoping for the rain. I love that. But other than that, it looks like I'll have the super speedways in the Colic Racing Cup car. And our last time out, we did really well in that as well. So some great stuff coming up on the horizon, maybe even extra races here or there. Whatever I can get, I certainly would love the opportunity to do.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll take our next question from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Cass, thanks for your time. What everybody entered the weekend with conceptions as to how the track would be and certain things. What surprised you the most once you guys got out there on track this weekend?
There's not much grip out there, even in the dry. It's a pretty low grip and high tire wear track, which I kind of expected going into the weekend, but it was even more so than I realized. And I had actually come here once in December just to get the lay of the land, but obviously was in a much different type of vehicle, so I didn't know just how little grip there was here. So I like that. I think it makes it more technical, and and a lot of fun, even in the dry. And, you know, the odd part was it was kind of just the opposite in the rain. I was impressed with how much grip there was out there in the wet. It just must be the way the asphalt is. It's maybe got some more grooves for the water, but that also takes away grip in the dry. I'm not sure exactly what, but it definitely makes this place unique and different. And there's a lot of paint out there, which looks awesome in pictures, but can be treacherous in the rain. So you kind of have to figure out the little nuances of the track and where you can gain the time and where you can't. And, I was learning all the way through that race. When I was leading early, I was staying between the white lines thinking that was the best. And I don't know who figured it out first, but the 38 truck caught me using up a ton of racetrack way outside the lines. I didn't expect that would be as good as it was, but it was, and everybody started doing that by the end. So, things like that, when it's a brand new racetrack you haven't been to, you're learning all the way through the race. It was the same way last year at the Daytona Road Course. And I know everybody this afternoon here in the Xfinity race and tomorrow is going to be learning all the way through as well. But they had the benefit of watching us find those little tricks here and there. So I can promise you, if it's wet at all again today or tomorrow, those guys are going to not hesitate to use up all that racetrack outside the lines that we didn't know at first was there.
And in going from wet to dry and then back to wet, let's say, what's the biggest challenge in that drivers are facing right now?
Well, whenever you're changing between wet to dry to wet, you know, the question is when you go from the rain tires to the dry tires. Like right there at the end of our race, if we had dry tires on the truck, it would have been better. But obviously, there's no time to stop and get them. So that's going to be the trick. I haven't looked at the forecast. I don't know if it's supposed to rain again at all today, but being the first one to make the right call on those things can pay off hugely. And part of the benefit of today's race for us, as you mentioned, without having any cautions that weren't stage breaks, we didn't really have to make those tire decisions at all. We'll see if we get that in either of the other two races.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Adam Fenwick. Go ahead, Adam.
Kaz, Circuit of the Americas is about 5-6 hours away from Midland, Texas, which just so happens to be the home of your car owners, Randy and Tyler Young. What does it mean to be able to put together such a strong performance for that race team, basically in their home market?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. You know, I know the Youngs had a lot of people, family, friends here at the track this weekend. And obviously when you're running competitively and you're in contention for the win, that always makes it more exciting for people coming. So I hope they had a blast out there today. I'm sure they did. And I'm sure they're thrilled with the second place. I haven't even gotten a chance to talk to anybody yet since then, but I'm sure they're pumped up about it and hopefully we'll have me back in their truck again.
Thank you, Tyler. Kaz, sorry.
All right, Kaz. Well, we will let you go talk to them now. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the great finish, and we hope to see you back here once again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Sure. All righty. And to the media, we will be joined by Todd Gilliland shortly once he finishes his other obligations. If you know you're going to have a question for Todd, feel free to raise your hand and get in the queue, and we will get started as soon as he joins us. All right. Hey, Todd, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you.
Awesome. Well, we are now joined by our race winner. Congratulations on winning the inaugural race at COTA. And we'll get right into questions for Todd. If you have one, please feel free to raise your hand and get in the queue. And we will kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Todd, it looked like you weren't being very patient, that you felt like you needed to make moves. Was that patient, Todd, or was that, Todd, I gotta make moves because I don't know what's gonna happen?
No, that was definitely aggressive, Todd. Definitely, I'd say from the drop of the green flag, I was really, really aggressive on braking. Just as soon as I'd get to somebody, you really can't mess around in these trucks. The next guy will be right on your back bumper pretty quickly. So if you got the truck to do it, I think you got to just be aggressive. And I was definitely aggressive, probably made one or two people mad, but you definitely just got to get by people when you can.
and I mean, you were going so wide on some of those turns. Like, were those like how confident were you? Okay, I'm going to get it this time, or I'm going to get it that time, or were you just searching for what was going to work on this track?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it's exit of 16. I was probably like the first one that would go all the way over the paint. And that was huge for me. I passed, you know, probably 10 trucks there. And then at the end, everyone started doing it. So that kind of took away one of my passing zones. But for me, if I stayed on the racetrack, I could not get off the corner like whatsoever. So for some reason, past the paint had zero grip, and then past the paint actually had a lot of grip. So I just had to carry a lot of speed and get out there. And that was definitely the only way my truck would get off the corner.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congratulations, Todd. You took the checkered flag, you said something on the radio to the effect that you believe that you guys should be able to do this a lot more, and that your team should get used to it. How close have you felt to kind of being able to break through and do this on a sort of consistent basis?
Yeah, I think it's so huge for my team. You know, a lot of these guys have not really won in their career as a crew member. And, you know, just me saying that, I was just trying to tell them, like, soak it all in. Like, we need to remember this feeling, bottle it up, and try and do it every single week. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that we can do is keep working together. But I'd say since Atlanta, we ran 15th and finished 15th all day. Since then, we've really, really gone to work hard on every single one of our trucks. And we've seen, you know, little steps every single week, with Darlington being probably our best race up to today, winning a stage and being really competitive. And then today coming here and, I think having the dominant truck most of the race. So, I've seen just leaps and bounds since the beginning of the season, and, just super proud of my team.
And just curious, when you got the pit road penalty, how frustrating was it? But did you feel that you could get back to the front?
Yeah, it was frustrating. But at the same time, my pit crew has gained us probably 100 spots over the last 2 years. So they've literally been flawless since last year. So can't hold it on them too much. I was honestly really proud that we won the stage. I didn't really know where else the day would take us beyond that anyway. And then once I got back in traffic, it was a whole different world. I couldn't see a truck length in front of me. I got held up in traffic, it seemed like, for 5 laps in a row. And then we were able to short pit the stage and to kind of just get back in the race. But it definitely makes you doubt it for a second once you get back, you know, at the very back.
Thanks, Todd.
Take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Todd, obviously, you know, you can be aggressive, but you have to have the confidence to make those moves. So where did that confidence come from? And is the confidence in yourself starting to feel like back to your old self?
Yeah, I definitely think some of those moves today are some that I would have done in the past that, you know, at times are maybe not the smartest, but you just got to go for it. And I think just the confidence, though, you feel it out every single lap. I think on a mile and a half, the guys with great restarts that week are the ones that know that their truck will stick. The timid ones are the guys that are scared to go in on the bottom because they think they might wreck, you know? So just, I had a lot of confidence under braking today. I could outbrake a lot of guys. And my truck was just really stable all day. So I think that just allowed me to make better moves.
All right, we'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Sorry about that. How does it feel to get the first win for Ford? Because after Thor Sport left, you guys and your dad's team are pretty much holding the bag. Does it feel good to get the Blue Oval back into victory lane?
Yeah, it's huge. This is my first win with Ford. And like you said, there's not many of us in the field anymore. So just to keep them competitive, we need to, you know, stay in the game every week. We've been working really, really hard on the simulation. And, you know, last year was a lot of learning all the new tools with Ford. And I think this year we're really putting them all to use. But you know, they put a lot into our two teams, and they definitely expect us and want us to succeed.
And you know, Jim asked you about the penalty and coming back from the penalty, but how does that bolster your confidence just knowing, despite, you know, coming from the back, you were able to do it with the kind of caliber of equipment that you had today?
Yeah, and it was kind of surprising from practice. I thought the two truck had a good run that was probably head and shoulders above everyone else. But, you know, luckily when it was raining, our truck would just come to us just huge, you know, halfway through these runs. But yeah, just to be able to overcome a penalty like that, we see just every week there's a lot of fast trucks that can't. So just that our truck was that good, it just felt like I could go anywhere and do anything once I got to people. So like I said, just all the credit to Front Row Motorsports.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey Todd, congratulations on the win today. You were sixth at Kansas a couple weeks ago, and now you're going to Charlotte, a fast mile and a half track. How do you feel like you have an opportunity to make it maybe back to back?
Yeah, I think, you know, from here, I really think we can compete at this level. So, you know, sixth at Kansas. And then, like I said, at Darlington, we ran up front all day and ended up getting in that huge pileup. So we've had really good speed, kind of been flying under the radar for the last four or five races. So Haley Deegan actually got to test one of her rookie tests. So being really close with DGR, you know, hopefully we can learn something from that and, you know, give us even a little bit more of an edge going into Charlotte.
Do you feel like the pressure's off that now that you're in the playoffs too?
Yes, that's huge. I was just on with Claire and she said that, and you know, last year was the first year I've made the playoffs in the truck series, and we barely made it at Richmond. And especially now with no practice or limited practice at the races, we can go out and try stuff now and actually try and make ourselves better by the time the playoffs come, where last year we were just scratching and clawing for every single point, and we couldn't afford to miss it 1 week. So we had to almost go conservatively, where now we can try stuff for a couple weeks and you know, try and find that little extra edge come the playoffs.
Thanks, Todd. Congrats.
All right, we'll take our next question from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Todd, obviously your family has a long history with Front Row Motorsports. What does it mean to you to grab their first NASCAR Camping World Truck Series win?
It's huge. Just everyone puts in a lot of effort to this truck team. And just to see your hard work pay off, I think that's what the opportunity is to have this race winning truck team now, is that people can watch us on Fridays and just want to do that, you know, for the cup teams too. And you know, we've seen Front Row has had a great year. Michael McDowell's been running pretty good week in and week out, and Anthony's getting, you know, head and shoulders better, you know, every week, learning from Michael. So just I think if we can start being really competitive week in and week out, it'll just kind of boost the whole morale. And just to get the first truck win is huge. And like I said, just now it's a race winning team.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All righty. And Ashley, did you have a question? I think I may have lost her. Okay. Well, Todd, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the victory. And we wish you the best of luck in the coming races. Yeah,
thank you guys. It's good to see you guys at the racetrack too.
All righty. And to the media, thank you guys so much for joining us. That'll conclude our NASCAR Camping World Truck Series post-race for COTA. And we will see you guys again shortly for the NASCAR Xfinity Series post-race. And as a reminder, all of the audio, video, and photos will be posted on NASCARmedia.com shortly. Thank you guys so much. Oh, and as a reminder for those that's still on this, we will use the same link for the NASCAR Xfinity Series post-race. So I'm going to close out the room, but it'll be the same link for you all. Thanks, guys.